Up next on the queue is Up Jump 3 from their self-titled album. We're going to listen to Scratch and Dent.
You're listening to Modern Jazz Today. Want more information? Check us out on Facebook at Modern Jazz Today. Fork is an instrumental quartet with an aggressive sound and a penchant for sonic exploration. They have a new album out called 3Q. We'll take a listen to the track, Cowabung Hole.
Thank you.
Naughty Professor is an iconoclastic New Orleans-based jazz funk sextet whose adventurous recordings and horn-charged, high-energy live performance have earned them an enthusiastic fan base, critical acclaim, and widespread attention from their musical peers. We're going to listen to a track from their album Identity. The track is Mirrors.
Yeah.
The intricate polyphonic aspect of Scipione's writing continues to flower and grow, but it's Escrete's extensive use of the Prophet 6 synthesizer that marks this album's biggest departure. Alex has got a new album. It's called Moments. We'll take a listen to the track, Bergen Road.
Thank you.
it's that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Many people assume that climate change will force huge numbers of people to migrate across borders. A Stanford researcher says that's unlikely, but that does not mean everyone's okay. In her research, Aylin Benvenist has found that people respond differently to extreme weather depending on how vulnerable they are and whether they can afford to move. In a recent analysis of global migration data, she found that people with less education were more likely to move to other countries after heat waves.
The individuals who tend to be most affected by weather stressors in deciding whether they're going to migrate across borders are people with lower levels of education. People with high levels of education are typically not really affected by weather.
Likely because they often work indoors. But in another study, she found that people with very little income can be trapped in place.
It actually is quite costly to migrate for a lot of people. And if climate stressors are going to deplete the resources that you have, what you end up with, it's not that you don't need to migrate away from harm, it's that you don't necessarily have the resources to do that.
So she says, as the climate warms, it's important to look beyond the total number of people migrating and consider who is moving and who cannot to create policies that support vulnerable people. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.